This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Wannstedt hanging out with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Zach Zabin's in for Mully this week, and we are pleased to bring in our guy, Dave Wannstedt. And Dave joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Coach. How you doing down there?
I'm good, David. And Zach, right?
So yes.
In for Mully. Yes, uh-huh. I got you. What's Mully, what's he, quarantine, self-quarantine, or is he just taking some time?
He's taking some time, Dave. He was planning to take this time off. He took the week with his family, and he's sticking to it. And I'm wondering, how are you coping with everything? And we know you're rehabbing your knee still. How are things going?
Everything's great down here in Naples, yes. It's kind of good timing because I had it done, you know, obviously we had the Super Bowl right after the Super Bowl, about a week thereafter. And so, because right now, as we all know, everything's at a standstill. So I'm just doing the rehab, and it's good. Everything's good. Absolutely.
Waddy, I wanted to ask you, because the NFL is basically changing the rules a little bit for teams to make the playing field even, as, if you will, as they head toward the draft. And they don't want teams working from the facility, all that kind of stuff, as I'm sure you've read. But when it comes to the draft, I guess the biggest thing is the inability from this point forward to take a look at medicals going forward with players like Tua and so on and so forth. But what I wanted to know is, at this stage, as an evaluator in the National Football League, you would already know who you want to take. You would already be dialed in on the players that you want to take in this draft, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And really, the only thing, this time, I'll tell you who this really helps at this time, are those down the lot late draft picks and free agent kids. And to give you an example, and I won't give any names here, but they had, I do some work with some agents here, help them out. And they come down here to Naples, and they bring their kids, and their kids stay down here because of the weather, and they train at a facility, and they workouts, and it's classroom, and it's get ready for the all-star games and the draft, really, and the combine. And so what's happened, though, a lot of these kids were not at the combine, and they're late-round picks. And this was always an opportunity for them to shine when we would go to their schools and our scouts would go to their schools. And now the kid, you know, I mean, when I was at Pitt, a la – they would come to the school to work out Darrell Revis or LeSean McCoy. Well, we would have 10 players there. And we had a lot of kids that I thought were free agent guys. We had a lot of players like Deion Lewis that were down-the-line players. And so their workout at this time was had more of an impact to help them, if you follow me, than what a first-round draft pick would. So what they're doing now, and they just had a workout down here in Florida, and I kind of went up and supervised it. And they had players down here going through all the drills and stuff and then sending these tapes to the teams because the scouts can't be here. So they're trying to, you know, to get these kids out in front of you. To answer your question, a guy like Tua that's going to be a first-round draft pick, they pretty much know everything that they need to know. The only question mark on a Tua, a first-round pick, would be if he's coming off an injury, which he is, is he going to be ready next month or next year?
Dave, we haven't talked to you since the Bears have made their moves, and they have been busy, and they have, you know, signed Robert Quinn to upgrade their pass rush. They overpaid, in my opinion, Jimmy Graham to be the threat in the red zone, but they also traded for a quarterback. Nick Foles comes in, and we think that he could be in the mix. It's going to be an open competition. How much did the Bears improve themselves with the moves they have made so far?
Well, I'm going to jump on a table. You know, guys know how I feel about Mitch, okay? So I'm going to say, first of all, I love what Ryan Pace, the decision that him and George McCaskey made at this point in saying that we are going to approach free agency and the off season to win now. Because, and you guys have heard me talk about it, you know, that window of opportunity is open right now with that defense, but it's going to close. It's going to close in the next couple of years. You've got to hit it now. And by, I think the two most important signees, you can talk all you want about Nick Foles, and I think are Danny Trevathan and getting Robert Quinn. Because I think these two guys, number one, they've got Super Bowl rings on their finger. They know what it takes. And they are veteran guys that have produced, a la, in my opinion, like Akeem Hicks, okay? So I think that was outstanding. Nick Foles, you know, Nick, here's what Nick Foles is. Don't look at his numbers because, you know, his numbers are average, right? I mean, really, when you look at his numbers, interceptions, the touchdowns, and what he's done, the thing that Nick Foles brings to the table, which obviously a lot of quarterbacks haven't done, is win in the big game. And so if he's healthy and if he's in there, everybody's going to be saying, well, he was the MVP of the Super Bowl. He did it at Philly. He can do it here. Well, you know, it didn't happen last year at Jacksonville. I think it's a good addition. I think it's going to give the offense a little bit of spark. But I think it has really, and hear what I'm saying, I think it's really put Mitch Trubisky behind the eight ball. And by that, I mean, I think Mitch comes out of this thing being a starter, but I think that fans and media are going to be sitting there waiting for his first interception. And the first interception that he throws or the first sack fumble he has, they're going to be screaming for Foles, and that's going to be the end of Mitch. He is in a tough situation.
But to be fair, he was in a tough situation last season. The Bears just didn't have a backup quarterback that they could trust.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I don't think they use Mitch right. I really don't. I go back to that Dallas game, you know, when they ran the ball 30-some times and they played defense and they ran Mitch and the ball came out quick. I mean, it's a philosophy thing. In my mind, you can win with Mitch, okay? Now, whether Mitch is going to win a Super Bowl for you, I don't know that. I mean, I'm not going to go that far. I'm not that crazy, okay? But like, he's not Aaron Rodgers there. Aaron Rodgers has done it. Nick Foles has done it. But I'll tell you what, Nick Foles has been injured. And you look at some of his numbers. The best year Nick Foles had is when, 2007, when he was at Philadelphia with Chip Kelly. You know, that, if you want to get real about it, right? I mean, let's really look at this thing close. So, you know, I think it's a good addition. He's as good a person and will help that locker room as he off the field as he is on the field. I love everything about Nick Foles, but we'll see. I'm not as excited about the offense. At the end of the day, I think they've helped themselves some, but I can see things happening on defense. I'm not sure on offense.
Yeah, Wani, you make a great point.
Yeah.
Sorry, David. I was going to say, Wani, you make a great point in terms of the lack of weaponry around the quarterback position on the offense. But when you look at because I think most people would agree the philosophy offensively maybe has to change a little bit. And given
what is the philosophy?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because when you look at the new assistants that they brought in to surround Matt Nagy on the offensive side of the ball, does that give you an idea of the philosophy that they're going in?
No. You know what it tells me is that Matt, which I love what he did from the standpoint, I think Harry Hiestad is as good offensive line coach as there is in the NFL, and most people will tell you that. But what he did was he surrounded himself with people that he's more comfortable with. And he probably should have done that year one. And these guys probably weren't available contracts. I don't know what the details were, but that's what he's done. He's got a group of guys now that he's worked with, that been in the foxholes with him in good and bad. And that means something. That definitely means something when you're trying to get off the ground. Philosophy-wise, it doesn't really tell me anything.
Talking with Dave Wonstead here on The Score. And Dave, I like the Robert Quinn signing as well. I think it improves their pass rush. But to do that, you gave up on Leonard Floyd if you're Ryan Pace. They signed Jimmy Graham in large part because Adam Shaheen didn't work out. How hard is it for a talent evaluator, especially a guy in Pace's position, you've been in that seat, to give up on a first-round draft pick and knowing what a move to sign guys like this say about your ability not to hit on those first-rounders or high draft picks like Shaheen?
Well, you're not going to hit on everybody. That doesn't bother me at all. You know what? I used to look at it this way. Okay, everybody wanted to get rid of player X. I won't name guys. I said, okay, fine. Who's going to take his place? Somebody just tell me, okay? I'm looking at the depth chart like everybody. I don't see anybody that can give us more than he gives us. So if I would look at Ryan Pace, hey, he replaced Floyd. He brought in Quinn. I think it's an upgrade. I look at it as a positive move. Forget about when the guy was drafted. I would not lose sleep over that. I really wouldn't.
I think that the thing that stands out is with the Quinn addition opposite Khalil Mack and a healthy Akeem Hicks, the defense can be even more dominant than it was last year, where they didn't generate the takeaways that we saw in Matt Nagy's first year. But I think in order to maximize the efficiency of that defense, it's imperative that the Bears change their philosophy from an offensive standpoint. And you know, it used to be when Nagy was hired, Wani, the big thing was you got to sling the ball all over the field. Everybody was looking for that kind of a coach. But as we saw last season, if you can consistently run the football, even when other people know that it's coming, like Tennessee did, like San Francisco did, you can really do some damage in the NFL today. And that, I think, it's imperative for them to do that in order to take advantage of the guys they have on defense and, like you said, the win now philosophy.
Absolutely. And they got one guy that I know that can do it, David Montgomery. I mean, he needs opportunities. I mean, you know, you can't run the ball 7-8 times a game and expect that to make a difference in the outcome. You really can't, you know. And, you know, I thought that made a difference with the Chiefs. And everybody wants to, you know, talk about Andy Reid and Matt Nagy and, you know, on and on and on. Well, you know, the Chiefs, the difference was when Williams came in at running back and they start running the ball and doing things with him, you know, that made a difference. And, you know, I know it made a big difference in the Super Bowl. There was no question about that. So, that's critical. That's critical, and that takes pressure off your defense. It gets them playing less plays. It keeps them rested. It changes the field position. I mean, that's my cup of tea. So we could talk for hours on that.
Dave, you worked in Tampa Bay for the Glazers. Just curious what you thought about Tom Brady's choice of the Buccaneers over every other team he could have signed with, and what that says about, you know, him joining that franchise and what it does for them as a football team.
Well, they raised ticket prices, so they got that done, you know. That didn't take them long.
No.
And they're selling jerseys. I don't know if they get a cut of that. But no, seriously, and I'm pretty close to that situation, I think he looked at it two ways. I mean, when you look at their tight end, when you look at Howard and their two receivers, and actually three receivers, and you got an offensive coach in Bruce Arians that's going to throw the ball around, you know, their defense, and I don't have it in front of me. David, you're pretty quick on that computer there. Their defense with Todd Bowles, they ended up in some categories in the top 10 in the league, if I'm correct on that. They got a lot better as the year went on. They got better and better and better and better. So I think Tom's looking and he's saying, you know, the weather's going to be nice. And, you know, I've got an offensive coach that's completely opposite of Belichick. I mean, you know, Bruce is about as laid back and fun to be around as anybody. And now I've got talent. I mean, keep in mind, the Patriots had the second. Yeah, is Tom's skill level going down? Absolutely. but also they had the second most drops of any team in the NFL last year, the receivers at New England. So he didn't get it. You're talking about not getting any help.
Dave, you're very astute. In 2018, the Buccaneers were 27th in the league in defense. Todd Bowles, yep, in 2019, they were improved up to 15th. So that's quite a big jump. If they make another similar jump,
yep,
that's going to be a unit that I think can, you know, give the Buccaneers the balance that they'll need if they want to really contend for a playoff spot.
Yeah, and I think they'll compete. You know what I mean? Every week you're going to, and I'll tell you what, I'm down here in Naples. And we got people down here, obviously, that are Patriot fans, all fans, and they're buying season tickets because they just want to go see. You're not just going seeing. So, I mean, you're seeing the greatest quarterback that's ever played our game, you know. So there's a lot of sports fans, football fans, regardless of their team allegiance, they're going to go to Buck games and because they want to see Tom Brady, you know. It's like going to see Michael Jordan play when he would go to city. It truly is.
You're the best, Dave. Take care of yourself. Good luck with your rehab, and thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.